The New England Patriots remain one of the two undefeated teams in the NFL. They eked out a 16-10 win over the Bills yesterday in Buffalo. Joining us this morning from Western New York to break down the win, as he does each week, is ESPN football writer Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
So the Pats, as we said, are still unbeaten, but it sure feels like they just survived in Buffalo yesterday.
That's exactly right. This was a defensive struggle, and what the players said after the game was that they needed a game like this. They called it a character win, where the outcome was still hanging in the balance in the fourth quarter. They showed they could pull it out even when they didn't play their best on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, let's talk about that. New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady completed just 18 of his 39 passes for a mere 150 yards. That's mere for him. He threw no touchdowns, and the Pats' offense really appeared to struggle all day long. Here's what Brady had to say after the game.
I think we can do better than that. So try to do better next week. Figure out all the things that they did well. They did a lot of things well. But glad we won. I'm glad we're 4-0.
So, Mike, is that a result of facing a much stronger defense than maybe the Patriots expected?
That is part of it, Bob. The Buffalo Bills defense is one of the best in the league, and they deserve a lot of credit. At the same time, the Patriots have talented players on offense, and they know they can play better than they showed on Sunday.
What were the issues for the Patriots offense that we should be concerned about as we go forward?
Well, they're trying to figure out what they can hang their hat on, what they do really well on offense. They really tried to get the running game going more in this game, and they had some mixed success with that, but it wasn't consistent enough. And of course, their top wide receiver, Julian Edelman, was playing through a rib injury. He didn't look like himself. When your top player is not at his best and your running game is inconsistent, it led to some stops and starts for the offense.
The Bills' offense seemed to have Tom Brady off balance a little bit right straight through the game. They put a lot of pressure on him.
They did put pressure on him, and that's a little bit of the offensive line. The big guys up front can hold their blocks a little bit longer, and the pass catchers need to uncover quicker so Tom Brady can get rid of the ball faster.
Well, one of the Patriots' two touchdowns was a result of blocking a Bills punt. Special teams captain Matthew Slater grabbed the ball and ran it in for a touchdown. Surprisingly, for the first touchdown of Slater's career, was a special moment for him and for the team.
It was a special moment for Matthew Slater. 12 years, as you mentioned, one of the inspirational, motivational leaders of the team. He was smiling in the locker room after the game when recounting the play. And really, this was a credit to the Patriots coaching. They outmaneuvered the Bills by bringing in J.C. Jackson from an outside position on the field to a rush position. He was unblocked, which is very unusual to see on a play like that.
There was controversy during the game. The Bills' starting quarterback, Josh Allen, was knocked out of the game following a helmet-to-helmet hit by Patriots defensive back Jonathan Jones. The Bills players and the head coach questioned why Jones wasn't ejected from the game, as frankly, so did the TV announcers. What did he have to say about that after the game?
He said it wasn't his intent to injure quarterback Josh Allen, and it was a tough spot for him to be in because he wanted to stop his forward progress, and Josh Allen, the quarterback, was leaning forward with his helmet lowered a little bit. The key thing that the referees look for in that situation is, did the defender, Jonathan Jones, lead with his helmet to make the tackle? And they ruled that he didn't. He sort of turned with his shoulder, which is what they want the defender to do, but you can still have helmet-to-helmet contact in those situations, and that's why there was a penalty flag on the play, but not an ejection.
Looking ahead, another road game next weekend for the Patriots. Tell us about their opponents, the Washington Redskins. Is this game next weekend likely to be as tough as the game with the Bills yesterday?
It shouldn't be, Bob. The Redskins are 0-4, winless, one of the worst teams in the league, and one of the big questions that they're going to have this week is whether to start their rookie quarterback, Dwayne Haskins, a first-round pick out of Ohio State. The Patriots have won 18 straight games against first- or second-year quarterbacks, so this looks like a mismatch for the Patriots.
All right, we'll see. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN and provides regular analysis for us here at WBUR. Mike Reese, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great day.